Hey, church family, I hope you're having a great week. It is Tuesday, and we are studying Matthew chapter 15 today. And as I've mentioned so many times before, and never is it more true than it is in the next couple weeks, we are jumping into some scriptures that are repeated or rephrased in several of the gospels, sometimes two gospels, three gospels, even all four gospels. You'll be reading the same account either word for word, and that means that they got together and wrote these together later on after the resurrection, or you'll hear very different perspectives of the same event or somewhat different perspectives of the same event by the gospel writers that were written at a different time. So bear with me. What I'm trying to do is not repeat the same thing over and over again. So I've gone through these, and though we have mentioned that it is somewhat in chronological order, there will be some accounts that we go to several days after you read about them the first time, because they're not exactly in the same place in this chronological plan that we've come up with. So today, what I really want to do is I want to jump in as we are in Matthew 15, and I want to talk about something that is in two, I think, of the Gospels, and that is Jesus when he is confronted by the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Now, he's confronted constantly by these people, but this particular occasion, they came to Jesus from Jerusalem, and they asked Jesus why his disciples are not following all of the rules. And so Jesus goes after these people, and they challenge him with scripture, and he challenged them right back with scripture. In fact, Jesus quotes from the book of Isaiah in verses 8 and 9. He says, "You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he said this, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men.'" So Isaiah, hundreds of years prior to this, let people know that there would be a time where men would kind of make up their own rules. Now, let me explain this a little bit to you, if you don't know this already, is these Pharisees, being the religious zealots that they were, they knew the Old Testament very, very well. But over the years, particularly after the Babylonian exile, where the people from Jerusalem were in essence kidnapped, taken to Babylon, most of them, and then when they returned back to Jerusalem, the religious people would take the Old Testament laws and they would add to them. They wanted to be holy. I don't know that their original intent was to be bad. I think that they didn't want to not only break the Old Testament rules and laws, but they didn't want to do anything that might lead them to breaking those laws. And maybe you've heard me explain it like this before. If you want your child to stay safe, then it would be reasonable to have a rule for your child not to be able to go out in the street and play, right? But if you were a parent and you didn't want them to not only not get hit by a car, but you wanted to make sure they didn't do anything that could eventually lead, maybe you wouldn't let them go outside of your house. Maybe you wouldn't let them go outside of their room, and you continue to move the rules to be more strict. And this is what was happening. These were called fence laws. So it's as if they continued to build fences farther and farther back from the original intent of the law. And so they're making all of these man-made rules. And boy, do we see this a lot in Christianity in certain places today, where there are man-made rules that are absolutely not even in the Old Testament law of the Bible. And so Jesus, could you imagine the pride that was rattled in these religious people when this Jewish carpenter, in their eyes, says to them, "You honor God with your lips, but your hearts are far from him." You know, there's a lot of people who honor God with their lips, and maybe they're interviewed after a ball game, or maybe they're talking to people and they're talking Christianese and they're making it sound like they love God, but yet their hearts are so far from Him. Jesus does a really good job of standing up to the religious people. And because of this, of course, things led down that slippery slope to Jesus being arrested and crucified, though that was part of God's plan. So Jesus knew that plan, and we know that it is our job to have God close to our hearts and to have His Holy Spirit inside of us so that we don't get so caught up in following rules that we miss the love of Jesus Christ. So let's remember that today as we read this in Matthew 15, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.